Hey, Nat, you hear about that new restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, no atmosphere. Hey, Nancy, how do you fix a broken tomato with tomato paste?
The king of Kornstein, that would be you.
I got a million of them, I tell you.
Hey, speaking of Kornstein, did you see that blog post I did about the fabulous corn soup, the summer corn soup?
I really did, and it looked great. I'm going to make it tomorrow. I'm not even bothering to write that recipe down. It's so simple and easy.
I saw it in the newsletter from Spring Hill, a great restaurant in West Seattle, and it's Mark Fuller's recipe. All it required you to do was shuck the corn, cut the kernels off, put them in a blender or a food processor, and then you just kind of oosh them through. I used a chinois, but you could use a colander with tight holes. And you take the corn milk and you just heat it up the way you might a pudding. And there's enough starch in the corn, which is so beautiful right now. Of course, none of it's local, but it's absolutely sweet and gorgeous from elsewhere. And you've got yourself this most elegant soup. I garnished it with a little bit of shrimp and some basil. He suggests perhaps putting a little Dungeness crab, a little spendy for me.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful. It had a beautiful yellow color to it. And it's kind of corn time. The L&T loves corn. And in fact, just yesterday, she brought home like 4 ears of corn. And I thought we would split them evenly. But when I just reached for the second half of my first one, she snarled at me like a wolverine protecting its kill. And geez, I mean, it's not like there's this big shortage of corn. There's lots of corn in the store.
There is, and the price is right these days. I think last summer I had an incredible corn salad just using fresh corn. You can just cut it right off the cob and eat it without even cooking.
I do that.
Seriously.
And you know what? We don't put butter or anything else on it. We just eat it absolutely plain. Not out of virtue, but I've just come to enjoy it more that way. What's your favorite way to cook it?
I just boil it. I don't do anything fancy, but I only boil it for the shortest amount of time. Do you use those little miniature corn holders to put on the end?
Or do you... I love them. 50% of the whole reason for me to eat corn on the cob is to get out those little plastic corn cobs to stick in there. It's so much fun.
And then there's the other really important question. You say you don't use butter?
No, I just have it plain. I don't put anything on it. Nothing.
I think in the summertime, you have to have a special cube of butter that you just leave in the fridge and you pull it out just to roll the corn over. So, frankly, I think everyone needs to do that. That's my promise, to have the summer butter corn spreader.
If you must put butter on your corn, butter a piece of bread and then lay your corn cob, you know, into that bread. Hold the bread in your palm and then, you know, rub it across the corn.
When I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, we would take trips out to Bucks County and New Jersey, and there were cornfields everywhere. And I remember as a teenager running through cornfields, just stealing the corn right off the stalks and eating them in the fields.
Well, you know, I once actually got to eat some corn that way driving through the Midwest. It was in Iowa, and there was a little picnic area and a big sign that said fresh corn. The guy was there with, it was a big propane burner, you know, a stove with a big pot of water, and they were just pulling the corn right off the stalk and cooking it for you right there. And that was really some good corn. You'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, too, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Hey, one last thing, Nancy.
Yes?
Did you hear about that bow-legged cowboy?
No, Stein, I didn't.
He couldn't get his calves together. Corn, 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 corn. I am the king of corn, Dick Stein.